Incorporating a limited company to hold property you own and to manage the rental income going forward is an option. There are two potential tax costs to be considered. The main potential tax cost on the transfer of a property to a limited company, obviously, is CGT, as the transfer to the new company is effectively a sale of the property by you. Any CGT on the sale is calculated by reference to the market value of the property at the date of transfer. The other tax cost that needs to be considered on the transfer of the property to the company is stamp duty, which can apply at a rate up to 2%. One of the key advantages of holding a property through a company is the possibility of achieving a lower effective tax rate on any rental income earned on the property. Given that rental income post the transfer to the company would accrue to the company, it would be necessary to look at how you can access any funds within the company as tax efficiently as possible. Generally, the property will be transferred to the company for an amount owing to you, which will be treated as a director's loan. This would enable you to draw down the after-tax income within the company tax-free up to the market value of the property. Once the loan has been paid off, then any additional income taken by you would be in the form of salary or dividends and taxed accordingly. Thanks for listening, and feel free to contact me if you have any questions. Please like, share, favourite, or follow if you would like to hear more from me. Thank you.